You know, our customers have always been telling us that they are looking for ways to, you know, help, you know, improve their energy efficiency, become, you know, more energy efficient, and so that, you know, they can, you know, ultimately, you know, reduce their energy cost. And as a result of that, we've put together some energy efficient natural gas equipment rebate program. It started at the beginning of this year, this phase of it, and it runs out until the end of 2010. The residential side of this, we've got seven different rebates, all the way from Energy Star qualified programmable thermostats, where you can get a $25 rebate on those, natural gas furnaces, boilers, tank water heaters, also tankless water heaters, and then also we have a new area where if you go and get an energy audit completed, we'll also pay up to $500 for caulking, insulation, windows, things that come out of the energy audit to help, you know, defray the cost of that energy audit.
What is the maximum amounts on the items that are available? And I guess they have to meet certain specs. They have to be Energy Star certified, or, you know, how do people do this?
You bet. On the programmable thermostats, it has to be Energy Star qualified, and you get $25 or up to 50% of the cost. On the natural gas furnace, if it has a rating of 90% AFUE, but less than 94.9, you get a $200 rebate or 50% of the cost, and that's an Energy Star rating again.
But how do you know if you're running at that efficiency?
What's that?
How do you know if it would be running at the specified efficiency that you just stated?
This is the rating on the unit itself. So whenever you go and select the furnace at the retailer, it'll have on there what the AFUE rating is. So if it's between 90 and 95, you'll get a $200 rebate. But if you go with the more high efficient ones above 95%, then it's like I said, it's right there on each one of the units. You'll get a $300 rebate, or, you know, 50% of the cost.
Does it matter where people purchase these, and do they need to submit a receipt with an application?
Okay, with the thermostat, you know, you can just go and buy that any place that sells Energy Star. It has to be Energy Star rated, and it's the little blue symbol that's on the packaging. And what you'll do is there's a application form online on uefficiency.com, www.uefficiency.com, and then you submit that form. On the furnaces and the water heaters, there's a reservation form. Since we have limited funds, we want our customers to go and actually make a reservation first that, hey, they're going to do this so that we can reserve some funds for them. It gives them, lets them know that, you know, definitely that, you know, they'll have money available once they get the furnace or the water heater purchased and installed, and then get the rebate form sent in. But there's a rebate form for those also on uefficiency.com.
How many years has Ameren been sponsoring this program, Greg?
We started this program in 2005, so we're going into our fifth year now, and every year we continue to, you know, tweak it a little bit and make it a little bit better. But I've been involved in it, you know, since its inception, and it's been a very successful program. Every year we just keep adding more and more funds to it. I believe this year we're up to $325,000 that are actually in the fund. And we still have about a little over $200,000 left, so the funds are going fast, and so, you know, people need to act on it. Now's a real good time to go ahead and, you know, make this upgrade, you know, for your furnace or your water heater. It's in the springtime, your furnace isn't running, your air conditioner's not running, so it's a good time to make a replacement. You're getting, you might have some income tax rebates coming back from the federal government. You know, you could apply some of those funds to it. Also, you know, there's a couple other programs going on within the state of Missouri. We've got the green sales tax holiday, which is coming up, you know, April 19th through the 25th. You know, customers can, you know, save, you know, between 4.25%, you know, all the way up to higher, up to about 8%, depending on whether the city or the county takes advantage of that, doesn't have the sales tax during that time. And then also, beginning on the 19th, the state of Missouri is offering a appliance rebates for some of the same items that Ameren UE is offering the rebates for. And that, like I said, that starts on the 19th, but for gas furnaces, through that program, customer get a $125 rebate back, then plus the $200 or $300 from Ameren, which makes it real cost-effective for the customer. And the water heaters, through the state appliance rebate program, you get a $100 rebate. And then with Ameren's rebate of an additional $50, you can save $150 plus its sales tax holiday. So now it's just a perfect time to be making a purchase like that. Everybody's got their focuses on the spring and Earth Day is a big time for us to be promoting energy efficiency. It's just a real fun time of the year.
And the way I understand it, the Ameren rebate program, the DNR rebate program, and the sales tax holiday, they're not mutually exclusive, so people can take advantage of all of those.
That is correct. And then in addition to that, too, there's a income tax credit that you can get, with the federal government when you turn in, your 2010 income taxes next spring, too. And, there's a fourth way of, saving, So it's really great, a lot of excitement around energy efficiency now becoming, taking control of your energy cost. It's a big thing right now with the down economy. Everybody's looking to, how can you, save money here and there, and by doing energy efficiency, that's the best way to control your cost is invest in technologies that helps you reduce your energy consumption. At the same time, with these rebates, it's a way to make them more affordable too. So now's a perfect time.
Where do these funds come from? Is it federal grant money? How are these funds made available through Ameren for this program?
Ameren has set aside funds, specifically for this. It's the Energy Efficiency Natural Gas Fund. So we set that aside, and every year, we renew it. Every year, and we've been doing that since 2005. And it seems like I think we started at around $55,000 a year, and then we went up to $100,000, and then we had some additional funding that went into the program this past year, so we was able to up it to $325,000 for our program. So it just keeps growing.
Did consumers exhaust those funds last year, or was there money that was left untapped?
The fund was maxed out, but then we took some money from another fund and added it to it. So because it was so successful, we didn't want to discourage our customers by starting and stopping programs. So we was able to find some additional funds, put that into the Energy Efficiency Fund, and we just kept the program continuous throughout the year. But we did actually run out of our initial funding it was around November.
Is that going to be an option again this year, or do you know?
Well, we've added more funds. Last year, I think we only started off with $137,000 in this energy efficiency fund. This year, we started off with $325,000 because we knew that there was such a large demand for this, and we had these additional funds. We said this is a good way to get some rebates and some incentives out to our customers to encourage them to become more energy efficient.
Is there assistance for people who are having difficulty navigating the process?
What you can do is you can go to, like I said, uefficiency.com to find out program details. And then when you actually make your reservation, we have a 1-800 number. The number is 800-210-8131. And you actually talk to a person, and they'll tell you a little bit more about the programs if you have any questions, and make sure you have the right forms and understand the whole process. And it's a very straightforward process. So,
okay, I don't have any other questions, Greg. Is there anything else you would like to add?
In addition to our gas programs, we also have electric programs that we're offering. We just started our electric program up last month where we are offering $25 on a purchase of dehumidifiers, $50 rebates on qualified freezers and room air conditioners. So, you know, we have electric programs going on. We also, a lot of the customers will have received their personal energy report last month. This is another way that, you know, having customers understand how much energy they're actually using, because if you don't know how much you're using, then you don't know how much you can save. So that was that personal energy report that came out last month. And then in addition, you can find on our uefficiency.com website is our energy savings toolkit. And we just added a new feature to that where the customer can actually see their daily usage information. So they can see how much they used last weekend or, you know, over the holidays when, you know, they was having celebrations or things, how much energy does it actually cost, to bake the ham and, things like that. So that's a real interesting feature there on our energy savings toolkit on uefficiency.com.